I got my FT710 working fine. Cycled the power supply and it's working now. I don't know what happened.
And I thought you said that D710, like the Kenwood Mobile, but okay, well, glad you got it working again.
Got a new radio coming in today. It'll probably become my main one, but didn't want to lose this one like that. Good morning.
Mark, just got my breakfast at the QT here at exit 90 and headed on down 85. What radio did you have coming in?
Got 2+ coming in. It's a custom build job by a guy from Florida, W4DX, I think is his call sign. His name's Ramon Baptiste.
It's good. I know the Hermes is a good platform, so yeah, congratulations on that. It's going to be a nice radio.
You had X to deliver. They were supposed to deliver it on Saturday, and they didn't. And they pushed it yesterday, and they didn't. And now they're saying they're delivering today. So we shall see. I guess it's one of the problems of living out in the woods like this.
Slick spots out there. I know that our schools in Cleveland County are on a 2-hour delay again, just to give the sun some time to come up and melt any ice that's still out there. I guess they go out and drive it, and if they see any, they'll delay school again. But hopefully everything will get back to normal here in the next couple days.
It's a problem I've got, because everything's ready for it here, except I don't have a push-to-talk switch for it. That hasn't arrived yet. But biggest problem is I got 2 of the kids coming in from Florida on Friday. They'll be here till Wednesday next week, so my window of play with this thing is getting very small. My shack is in the corner of one of our guest rooms, and I'm going to have to give it up for several days.
Not worse reasons to have to give it up for a few days, so, you know, just enjoy the time with your kids. You know, they'll be fun time spending with them anyway.
It's also a lot better than having to traipse out in the snow and the cold to get to the shack every time I want to get on the radio.
Now, my shack is over in, backstory, my XYL and I, we own 2 houses next door to each other, and there's a house we live in, and then there's a house that I stay in when I'm coming in at 4:00 in the morning and don't want to wake up her and the kids, and some of our dogs stay over at the other house too, because we have too many dogs, but my shack is over there, but, you know, the plan is, you know, once we have fewer dogs, you know, sell that house and just deal with me getting up at 4:00 in the morning, but there's very little space in the one house for me to put a ham shack, so I'm going to have to be creative in where I can stash a radio. The way I see it, you know, my ability to play with radios is probably going to be diminished quite severely once that house goes away. So I'm going to get creative. We have a shed out the back, and I thought about roughing in the shed. And, you know, it's a 12x16. We don't use it to store much, so I thought I might rough that in and put my shack out in there.
Yeah, I guess you can have its advantages. You can expand out. I've got 2 desks that are in the corner here pushed together. I just built one of them a week ago. They're about 3 foot long on one and 4 foot long on the other, forming a L shape and corner. So that's all I've got, and I got to keep it looking nice for when guests do come. I can't make it look like a shed or a shack. And so both of them have their advantages. I do like not being able to, or not having to go out to the cold, or I can walk to the kitchen and get me a cup of coffee real easy.
You know, my shack out in the shed, you know, I'd have to walk through the backyard and go in through the basement, up the stairs, whatever, to get to the coffee machine. So, yeah, it's a bit of a haul, but, you know, I guess I can just make myself a bigger coffee to take with me.
Yeah, well, let's see. You live over there along the South Carolina and Georgia border, right?
Shelby. We're right off on the east side of Shelby, just north of 74.
Somebody else that comes in over from out that way a couple days a week. Yeah, I'm just north of 74, too. If you come east through, no, west through past, let's see, was it 221? The next exit past that's Union Road. I'm about a mile past that, and then a mile north of 74.
Green River, right?
Along the Green River. I'm not not right on the river. I'm up the hill for it, thank goodness, so that helped in the hurricane. But, yeah, along the Green River, just about a mile maybe north of 74.
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar. We're out in Ruffton quite often for that pizza place I was telling you about a couple weeks ago. So, yeah, I'm pretty familiar with the area. Over Mountain Vineyards is out there, too. That's a pretty nice place to go. But, Shelby's a cool town, and wish I had more space for Hamshack, because when I lived in, I used to live in Seneca, South Carolina, and I was on a couple of acres and lived in a four-bedroom house by myself, so I had an entire room, devoted to Hamshack, and I had four HF radios set up, I had four OCF dipoles outside, and, I could run four FT8 sessions on different bands simultaneously as long as I kept the power down to avoid damaging radios. And that was a cool setup, but can't do anything near that scale, sharing a house with three other people.
It's me and the wife here. Kids are all still in Florida, and the main bedroom, master bedroom's the other side of the house here, so they don't disturb her when I'm in here. And I don't know. You do what we can, I guess. I lived for a while when we first moved up here in a condo upstairs in Laurel Springs up there, Laurel Park, out of Hendersonville, and it wasn't very good for anything but 2 meters.
I have some games, too. I used to live in Philadelphia a long time ago. And I was in a townhouse, so, all I had was a little attic. So the attic was just tall enough for a tri-band vertical for 2 meters, 6 meters, and 440. And then I had just enough space to hang a 20-meter monoband dipole. So I had four bands. I had 20 meters, and I had all the V&U stuff. And that's all I had for about 6 years. And then I moved down to South Carolina and had a couple, those couple of acres. So I really just kind of exploded. I was kind of pent up. So as soon as we moved into that house, I was putting up antennas everywhere. And I had, at one point, like I said, four dipoles out, including one that was just built. I had an OCF that I built just for 60 meters, 30 meters, and 15 meters. So it was a pretty good setup.
Beach for ID. Yeah, I'm living on 4 acres here. The house is on 1 acre of it, and it's got a nice little front yard and backyard area. But so 3 plus or so is wooded. I just need to get more antennas up out there and buy a heck of a lot of coax or something. But I understand the problem. I got two in-fed halfways up out there, chameleon antennas, MCOM 1, or excuse me, MCOM 2 and MCOM 3. And then I got stuff here to do a 40-meter dipole or a 40-meter vertical, and I'm still debating back and forth on which one of those to do. May do both of them. So I like the DX.
I'm a big fan of the off-center dipoles. The in-feds are nice, but the voltages get pretty high. So when you start to run a lot of power, you can get high enough voltages to start breaking stuff down. But with the OCFs, you can manage that a little bit better. But I'm a big fan of the multi-band OCFs. I've got one right now that's 80 up through 6. It's okay on 60, 30, 15. It's good enough. I get by. But even with that antenna, I can't run more than about 400 watts on 10 meters. Because just where I have the feed point, the voltage is too high, and it'll arc in the balun on the outside of that transformer. So, got to be careful there. But, it gets me by for now.
Center-fed dipole here that I like, but it's QRP only, so I would use that if I was going to do POTA or something. Thought I really want to do a lot of POTA, but there's not one POTA place close to me, and that's over, there's two, actually, and one of them's over here in, Chesney, and one is the Over Mountain Victory Trail, which runs up through the Green River and around, so it wouldn't be far to get to those. So not a lot here without going for a drive somewhere. So I'm kind of moving away from POTA a little bit right now.
The guy from the Shelby Club who does a lot of POTA, he goes over to Kings Mountain quite a bit, because, you know, that's a good park for doing activations, and I think that's where the club does most of their field day events too. But I haven't got into the POTA activations yet. I do enjoy working POTA stations when they're out there, but I have yet to find the time to get out to spend a day and go out and activate one.
And up in Hendersonville area when we were up here on vacation once, and I guess I really wasn't prepared for it. I didn't make any contacts, and I think I was in a compromised area with a very compromised antenna, so I was expecting too much out of it, I guess.
What are you using for parks and stuff?
What?
What kind of antenna do you use for portable?
A random wire I put up about 20 foot on a pole. But I've got a couple, since then I got a full set of ham sticks, and I've got a couple of 17 foot whips, so that's what I'll do if I'm going to go out like that. I've also got a spike and a couple of tripods to mount them on, so I don't need to stick them in the holes as much.
Well, I've got a buddy pole that I got from an estate, and I'm a big fan of the buddy pole. It's really easy to set up, and I don't have to worry about counterpoises or anything like that, and it's very easily tunable and much wider bend than I thought it would be. The buddy pole sets up like an OCF, so you got a little bit higher impedance at the feed point, but it does come with a 4-to-1, and yeah, it does pretty well. I've done a lot of, I have a 35-foot camper, and before I moved up here, I used to go down to Lake Kiwi campground in South Carolina there and set up on the lake and just work all the DX I wanted to with, you know, 50 or so watts into that thing. So it worked pretty well.
Buddy pole in the past, I've had both versions. You got them, the one that comes with little tripod legs that sticks itself up?
12-foot tripod and a mast on it, and, you know, it comes with guy ropes and stuff for making it stable.
They've got a new POTA version of that stuff. It comes with three legs, a telescope, and set on the tripod head there, and have all the stuff in a nice little pack. I had one of those for a while and sold it to a friend. And then I used, for a little while when I was in the condo up there, I used a magnetic loop that a friend of mine in Texas loaned me. And that worked okay, but it had such a narrow Q on it that, I mean, if you moved 10 kilohertz away or something like that, you almost had to retune.
Yeah, incredibly narrow band, because it's just, you need that capacitance to be just right for, you know, because it's just a big inductive loop, and you've got to tune that capacitance to where you get, you know, the high currents in the loop and the right impedance on the input. It's extremely narrow band because the Q on those things is so high. You got a very sharp roll-off.
W4MKH Friday again. Anybody else out there? Patrick made it back over this way.
Yeah, I think he was going into his black hole. It's like he and David are over on 285, I think.
He gave me a strap noon on the drive home, but it didn't work out that way. I had to make an emergency run down into Boiling Springs with a wife, and she, weirdly enough, went blind in her left eye over the weekend, so trying to figure out what's going on there. And I didn't get back in time to do my homework, so to speak, and read what I was going to before giving him a call.
It's very fun. Was it, did it let go and come back, or is she still having trouble with it?
I lighted it 3 inches away from her, and she doesn't see anything. It's completely black to her. But the eye looks normal, and if you shine a light in it, the pupils contract and stuff, but there's just no view getting to the brain.
Something that I had happen a couple of years ago, I was sitting there at work, and I was looking at a circuit board, and I realized that things didn't quite look right. And I don't think I lost vision in an eye, but I lost the right side of my field of view completely. Like, it didn't matter which eye was open. I could see out of both of them. I just couldn't see anything on the right side of my field of view, and it turned out I was having an ocular migraine, which I'd never had in my entire life. And so I was kind of panicking. I went to the ER, and I thought I was having a stroke or something. You know, there was no, my brain was just not getting that information right for some reason, and you know, that's what it ended up being. But yeah, I didn't get total blindness in one eye like that, but you know, hopefully it's something they can figure out and fix.
So we got imaging coming up next week to determine. They think it could be something wrong with the nerve in there, or maybe a blood vessel that got blocked or something going to it. But I don't see how everything can be so normal and just not see the blood vessel. If that was blocked, I think the eye would show something. But I'm not a doctor, so who knows? We'll just keep doing the steps and seeing what happens, and hopefully she'll get it back. Because yeah, I can't imagine walking around blind in one eye or even blind the other. But I think the biggest thing you want to do now is find out for sure what happened so we can try to prevent it for the other eye.
If it works out okay for her and they can figure it out. You know, my mom had issues with her eye, too, and they figured that out and whatever else. So, yeah, but you're right. You know, we're not doctors, so we can just have, all we can really do is let them do their job and figure it out for us.
30 years as a software developer and did a lot of work with Microsoft. The one thing I got was I'm pretty good at debugging things and looking at facts and looking at all the little bits and pieces. And this one's kind of out of my wheelhouse, so.
Electrical engineer and embedded firmware developer. And, yeah, I can debug electronics and firmware and stuff like that all day long. You know, I can read C code all day and see exactly what it's doing. But, yeah, don't ask me anything about biology or chemistry or how the human body works.
My wife was in the medical profession before she retired. And my daughter's just got her doctorate of physical therapy, so she's got a lot of knowledge in that kind of a field, but not me.
Figure it out. Am I right that they're calling for snow again this weekend?
Dad, I heard we're supposed to have another storm here before the end of the month, but I had not heard any timing. Closest I'd heard was like the 22nd, which would be another week out, I guess. So I don't know. I'll have to go look at the weather and see what they're saying.
W Mobile. Radio 2 JKT.
Well, this morning just motoring down the highway. Yeah, I think for you there's a slight chance on like Saturday.
W Mobile. Good morning, fellas, and morning again.
JKT.
Morning, Leon.
Kelly, good morning, gentlemen. Headed up Interstate 85 on this mobile, headed to work.
W 2 JKT, good morning.
This is Anthony.
Good morning. Was it Anthony?
Good to hear you. This is W2JKT, Eric.
Still trying to get woke up and dodge this traffic on 85.
Where are you?
Correction. Northbound, approaching exit 19, northbound in Anderson County. I got on at the 11. Not been too bad. It's just a typical Monday morning commute, or correction, week morning commute.
Side up here at about 65, headed down to exit 27, so about the same area where I'm headed to.
Familiar with that one, Highway 81 there.
I think right on the interstate. I work in the engineering office there.
EMS in that area for right at 25 years. Yeah, pretty familiar with that area. Pretty big place they've built there, several buildings.
Kind of crazy during the pandemic because everybody was stuck at home and buying power tools left and right, and we had to scale up operations very, very, very quickly to meet the demand. So it has quieted down since then, but yeah, we built the new innovation center. The Outdoor Distribution Center, the Outdoor Innovation Center, the Cordless Technology Center, and a whole bunch of other buildings there.
It's good to see jobs and stuff coming more so into this area. We've needed it for a long time. Yeah, myself, I've got quite a few Ryobi tools. I had DeWalt, but I ended up getting a hold of some Ryobi stuff. I liked it, so I've got a bunch of Ryobi stuff now.
Well, job security for me.
Yeah, mobile.
Welcome to you, JKT.
Morning, UKN4GFW.
NC9B.
44MKH.
4ZLE.
Rented a group, KF4MUF.
Yeah, this morning. morning. W2JKT. Patrick was over on 285 for a while. I don't know if he's back yet, but give him a second here. Maybe he is.
1KO4HX, just crossing the state line.
This morning.
Does this radio sound okay? I had to do some work to it yesterday on the antenna and stuff, and I finally got it put back in my car.
Hi, Anthony.
My snow this weekend.
Still there, waiting on you to come get it.
Fresh batch for tonight. Don't sound like it.
DOIC, you and Ken, telling you it was your fault. Still looks the same. Ain't changed a bit.
Here on the Townville area, what's it, the old saying, if it lays more than 3 days, it's waiting on another one?
One good one. We go nowhere until it warms up, that's for sure. And it ain't warming up much, the house.
Especially around the shaded areas and stuff. I've still got a good bit laying on the backside of the house. More than I thought I'd still have.
Marshall, you feeling better out there today? You sound better.
Man, I'm feeling better today, though. I still have some bouts of problems when I get stuffed up.
That good to hear. And Jody, hope you're doing okay over there.
Yourself, just riding and listening.
Forgot. I apologize for not calling you yesterday afternoon on your ride home. I had to make an emergency run into Bowling Springs with the wife, so I will try to do that this afternoon. What's a good time?
A bit every day, but generally around 5 o'clock or so is typically a good time.
We're called in around 5. I had a little homework assignment I wanted to do on the subject before called you anyway, so I have a little bit better or clearer picture. But I just did not get to do that. I'll explain when I call you this afternoon.
No problem. Everybody talk at one time now.
I'm just taking me a quick nap, driving to work.
Good morning.
KO4HX, good to hear you.
Morning, dude. KN4TFW.
Morning, dude. W2JKT.
NZ9V.
There. Good morning, everybody. We're up. Pretty good crowd this morning.
Oh, did you ever see Johnny Dave?
Over yesterday, and we put in an order for one, and should be getting it in a few weeks.
Did you write on the price then?
It's a whole lot better than the other company that we looked at.
He already give you a price?
He already give us a price, and I put a down payment on it, and I paid half up front, and they, planning on getting it done in about 4 weeks.
Same way it did mine. It was about 4 weeks. Tell him to add that. Now that you got the price, tell him to add that. He said they give me $50 or something for recommending somebody if they buy. So tell him to add that onto the price, knock it off the price.
What he's planning on doing is giving you a year of free maintenance, I think, as far as, changing the oil on the thing and that kind of stuff.
I thought they gave you a credit or something, money or something like that, but that's a good thing, the maintenance thing.
Because maintenance is usually, $250 a year.
All right, well, go ahead, guys. I'm glad you did that, Dave. I'm glad it worked out for you. Anyway, I'll be on the side, N4AZE.
I'll catch you a little later when everybody gets to work. We'll talk a little longer. KF4NXY.
Okay, N4AZE.
Everybody to wake up, make the drive in.
Down, well, about 10 minutes ago. Better now.
Quit riding in the stinking left-hand lane on the interstate and holding up traffic. as far as left-hand looky-loos, not want to get out of the doggone way.
Be the passing side.
Vehicles. But it seems like people want to cruise and just look around.
Yes, and not go fast, and you have to pass them on the right.
Seems like most states, that's kind of against the law. Technically, South Carolina is, too, but they're not really enforcing it, I don't think.
You want to drive QRP?
I think that's the problem with that rule.
All the rules haven't seen that be.
The fire department, same as the fire department. You know, we're supposed to operate from the town of running emergencies. People want to pull to the left, and we're supposed to go around them on the left. And they just kind of look at me when I still have to go around them on the left. They just kind of look at you funny when they're sitting in the median and still got to go around them.
Oh, that, didn't you, Anthony?
Way more than I wanted to.
I hope he plants.
On Woodruff Road now.
Nope. I'm about to get to up that way.
Early this morning like I did yesterday.
Oh, yeah, isn't it? Tuesday, aren't you?
Talking to me, dude.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday, isn't it?
That's today. Cherrydale. Meet the guys for lunch.
Snow coming up in the future.
Supposed to snow again up at the house Sunday into Monday. But I looked at the weather app I used this morning and they're done pulled it out. But it's still too far out to know for sure.
We asked at 8 inches, you got 2. So once they forecast 2, you're going to get 8.
That before they forecasted we were going to get 3 or 4 inches and we got 20. Nothing but a semi-educated guess. They're following the swag method. But guys, I have arrived here at the tool truck, so I'm going to make the swap and I'll be back in a few minutes. KO4HKX. Clear for now. 73 is here. Destinate, guys.
That'd be doing the same, everybody. KO4CF 73. On now.
Have a good one.
Stay, WTJKT.
You have a good one. KN4TFW.
See Andrew, N4AZE. Let me get to work.
I'm going to go get another cup of coffee. I'll be back in a few minutes. KF4NXY.
I'm about 7 miles out from getting off the interstate. I know they were having issues with a little Cushman cart, so they may be sending me for some batteries, but then that'll be like 6 golf cart batteries, so I'll have to take the truck for that.
Pardon it.
Got to get 1 or 2 little batteries. I'll just pick it up in the car or leave early. But if I got to get more than that, now I'll just drive the work truck home.
Shocked. Somebody mentioned that work word a while ago, and I kind of went into a shock here. There's N4A's Eddie.
Place hands in the system, WTUJKD.
Which? Or Able.
Billy, it's going to be interesting again, see how this crazy emergency room is going to be. You just never know. Either feast or famine.
Famine in the sense that there aren't any patients.
System has been so stinking busy for, I don't know, forever now. Population's outgrown this hospital probably 15 years ago, and it just stays so busy. We have people waiting down in the waiting room that's to be admitted, and I mean, I'm like talking like 10 to 15 at a time, it seems like, or more. We've had 30 and 40 at a time waiting for a room to come open upstairs. It's just so full and busy.
What state you're at?
Campus, Greenville.
It has exploded in size in the last 10 years or so.
I mean, I work
Anderson County as far as Felser, Piedmont, Powdersville mostly, but I work part-time in Greenville County as far as EMS goes, and Lawrence County. Seems like the whole stinking upstate has just exploded in the past, say, 10 years or so. So many people moving from out west or from up north down here.
People back in 2010, I moved from Philadelphia down to Seneca, and I've been in this area ever since. But since then, you know, in 2010, I mean, it was pretty quiet, and now, you know, it got to the point where I would avoid driving anywhere near Clemson or Easley or anywhere because it was just a constant traffic nightmare. There's so many people moving here.
Virginia way, back when I was a kid. And, but yeah, Clemson Boulevard is getting as bad as stinking Woodruff Road, it seems like. I mean, I live in Anderson area, Townville. But, yeah, it's crazy, man.
My office is down on Pyramid Dairy Road, and I was commuting from Seneca. I would go all the way down and go down to 11 and take 11 over to the south side of Anderson. And I would get on, I forget which one I took over from there, but 24, yeah, 11 to 24, and then take 24 over to Anderson, because if I went down Clemson Boulevard, even at 6 o'clock in the morning, yeah, it was just, you know, nuts sometimes.
I know exactly what you mean, and it seems like it's getting worse every doggone day. I'm in here at this hospital, so I hope everyone has a good day and has a safe day. It's KQ4ZLE, I'll be off here.
Anthony, KO4HX.
Hey, Anthony, N4AZ.
73, Anthony, have a good one. KN4TFW.
73, Anthony, have a great day. W2JKT.
KQ4ZLE.
Clear. Monster Bean.
Yeah, I'll be right back.
Chance to look at that tool I was telling you about, like, yesterday, or did you even mess with it yesterday afternoon?
Yesterday all afternoon, I had to get some 3D prints going for work and a whole bunch of other stuff. I was huffing it pretty late last night. I'm going to try to do it today. I actually, believe it or not, I don't have a single meeting on the schedule today, so I can actually get some work done.
We need some new tools.
I'm coming.
Thanks.
I just got myself a 3D printer at Christmas time.
Figure that stuff out. I got some stuff. I was going to look for a place around here or somewhere that does it. I got a little model airplane wing, about 16 inches long, a little plastic thing I wanted to get reproduced.
A kind of high-end place for that. My printer can only do stuff up to 8 inches in one dimension. 16 inches, you either have to break it up into multiple pieces or, you know, find a place that can do a print that large.
I do that, like, it's just a little kind of, almost flat, but it's got a little curve to it, but it's just a solid piece of plastic.
Greenville, and I can't remember the name of it. It's been years and years since I've even used it, so I don't know if they're still there, but if I think of it, I'll let you know.
I somehow scan it or model it or whatever they call it first before they can even make it.
A copy of something you already have in your physical possession?
Yeah, that's it.
You do have to do a 3D scan. If you can do that, for an airplane wing, it has to be super accurate, you know, because the airflow is important to maintain there. But, do a 3D scan, and then that'll create an STL file, and then you can print and, based on that STL file.
Buddy, let me know, because I've got I'd like to get a few copies of this made, because I got a few of these, and these wings are, they break real easy, so I figure I'll get something new, you know.
KO4HX, let me see if I got it now. Right out the road from you that can do that. Yeah, he's right there on 123. He does 3D scanning, and he does some 3D printing. I don't know how large he can print. You'll have to go talk to him. He's a little bit different, so just be ready for that.
How you doing?
Not that kind of different. He's, You'll see. But anyway, the name of the shop is Hyper Performance. H-Y-P-E-R.
Performance, all right. I can just find him under that name, I guess.
You know, he's right there on 123 across from 81 Auto, in between A-Tech and the detail shop.
It's on 123. Is that down near the hobby shop?
Toward Porter's.
Left side heading toward Greenville.
Be on your left side heading toward Greenville. He's right there around Porter's body shop and performance shop.
His name?
For his name, I want to say it's Brandon, but I don't know for sure. I'd have to go back and look. I don't deal with him anymore because they got in a feud with the neighbors and we're pulling guns on each other. So I don't pull in the driveway anymore.
Sure.
I told you it was different.
I need to come armed?
No, I don't think so. The neighbors just don't get along, and I had to deal with both of them, and I wouldn't send you somewhere where you're going to get hurt.
They're frightening your fellow ham there for a minute.
673, you guys have a good day, and I'll catch you guys in the morning. KN4, GFW.
1N4A's Eddie.
73, Ken, KO4HX.
73, Ken, have a great day, W2JKT.
NKF4NXY.
Destinated already. He's got a short drive into work.
Yeah, that's true.
Name is Brent. I just come to me there. It's Brent.
Got that down too. Do I need to give you as a reference or leave your name out of it?
Reference, that's fine. He should know who I am. I just, like I said, I quit stopping in there because the main reason is I can't get in the driveway because the angles approach, there's just nowhere to get out of the road, and I just can't deal with it in this truck.
That frightened you off, it was getting in.
They do have a few going on, so I just wanted to make you aware of that. If you come in the wrong way, somebody will say something to you, but don't worry about it. Just go on about your business.
Hey.
Hyper, or on, don't pull in ATEX parking lot.
Yeah. It's getting dangerous.
Guys, it's just, they don't get along. And I couldn't deal with both of them. Like I said, you can't get in and out. Or I can't in the tool truck. Because the angle of approach up the hill is too steep. That'd be high center.
Points are. Hey, McCoy's. What businesses?
Oh, yeah. Totally different businesses. Brent's more of, he does some manufacturing and that kind of stuff, specialized manufacturing. He's got 3D printers, scanners. He's got CNC machines, mills. He's a really talented guy at craftsmanship, but just a little choir.
Aren't we?
You are correct.
10 miles to go. Still getting her meter, so that's good.
Get there with me.
I think I'll go.
Somehow I figured that.
Yes, on that one too.
I mean, I can go with you. It ain't no big deal. It's just, I'm letting you know you don't come in the wrong parking lot and park in one's parking lot and go to the other one.
Okay, the two clocks, they're on 123.
Because somebody will say something to you if you do.
Open that with me. Next, doggone it.
Yeah, I think I'll skip that one.
People will fight and argue over. So, like I said, It's just a feud that got started over nothing, basically, and now it's grown into this.
ATEC, what do they do?
Repair shop.
If I wanted to be safe, I could park in APEC, let them change my oil while I walk over to Hyper.
I guess you could, but I mean, nobody's really going to bother you. I'm just saying they will say something to you if you park in the wrong parking lot. But they're not going to physically harm you or anything like that.
Better.
I guess off the exit here to head down to the plant, so I hope you guys have a great day, and maybe Patrick, I'll catch you on the way home this afternoon. So W2, JKT, I'll be clearing y'all final.
738, good to hear you this morning. Have a great day. KO4HCAT.
Hey, Zeddy.
Here, KO4NXY. I'll be out there this morning.
Here, but I'm sure he's destinated already. He's got a short ride into work, and with that, as many people in there as they were this morning, it's hard to get a word in edgewise sometimes.
Well, a lot of times I'll just, you know, kind of sit back and wait till it, you know, thins out a little bit.
Six, and there's a gaggle in here.
Add to the conversation. I generally don't, and just listen until I do have something to add to it.
When I got here this morning.
Yeah, well, there's about 10 of us in here.
Probably getting out of breath.
The ice shook off of it.
That's a nice antique automobiles.
We're here restoring them and stuff, you know, just or hot rodding them or whatever you call it.
Old 95 Ford truck, the engine and transmission's really good, but the body kind of could use paint, and there's some particular stuff, you know, some rust I want to get rid of around the mirrors and that kind of thing.
To me, those are some of the best looking Ford trucks ever made.
95 F-150. It's a good looking old truck. It was my dad's, and he bought the thing new, and that's why I've been, you know, keeping it and keep pouring money in it to keep it running.
Yeah, I'm kind of partial to that one myself. I got a 97 crew cab.
Look there, man. Those trucks just look good. Next one that came, I didn't care for it too much, the next version.
Excursion is, it's that rounded fender kind of thing, and I don't care for it as good, but I like the Excursion.
Don't you? It's off of you.
I think that's some of the best looking trucks on the road, is the 92 to 97 there, that body style.
Right there. They just look good.
Just the paint on this one still looks real good. You know, it's just, I loaned it to my sister-in-law. She put a nice little scratch on the side of it. She slid in the mud and just slid beside a post, a metal post in her yard. Put a nice little scratch on it.
Pretty regular.
I try to drive it, you know, a fair amount. I don't live too far from the county dump, so, you know, I'll haul the trash off with it, and I'll throw the gas jugs in the back and go down to the gas station the other day for get gas for this old generator I got. You know, I was talking to you about, you know, I'm kind of tired of doing that. That's when we're going down the other road to get the whole home thing going, so I was glad you put me on to Johnny. He is a real nice young fella. He's pretty, you know, sociable, and he's got the right kind of job, because, you know, he's a good talker.
I was nervous at first. You know, somebody had recommended him to me, And I said, well, I'll give it a shot. And I like Johnny. He's a nice guy. He's different. He's a good talker. But, you know, so far they've done everything they said they would do, and they, you know, like clockwork.
That's good to know. Anyway, back over to you, Patrick.
I'm just riding down the road listening. Like I said earlier, if I don't have anything to add to the conversation, I'll just sit here in the background, enjoy it.
Remember you talking about you got a generator up there at your house, I believe.
I do, but I have had some problems with mine since day one, and most of it started with the install, because it couldn't find anybody to install it correctly and knew what they were doing, so that's where it started, and it still works. I just have to go out and manually do it.
That ain't good, but yes, you know, you can still, you know, being out in the country and the power gets cut off, and it seems like we're the last ones that get it turned back on.
I know what you mean there. That you feel like you're the only ones, you know. Now my daughter, my youngest brat, she lives kind of in the country too. They're a little not too far from here, but we're not far from the country. But Johnny went out there. We're gonna put one in for her too. She needs a whole house generator. So they're supposed to be out this week. The electrician is to go over everything.
North Carolina.
I know that they do I think they do all over the country.
Thing about right there where I'm at, there's a company that sells and services the generators, but man, getting them to do anything is the hard part, and do it correctly.
I'm out. I know my oldest daughter, she's had her generator for about 8 years, and it acts up sometimes. So anyway, Johnny's guys are going to go out and start servicing hers for her because she didn't like who she was using.
Number from you.
You just get ready sometime. We'll you get it a stopping point or whatever where you can write down. I'll give it to you.
I'll try to remember that.
Everything. You know, they got guys that the electrical guys, I got along good with them. I like them. They I didn't bother them really. I just kind of stayed in the shop. But when I'd walk by them, I'd ask them, how's it going? They explain exactly what they're doing, you know.
It's nice to find a company that has good customer service.
The electric guys, that's all they do. Then they've got the gas guy, the natural gas guy, or propane, whatever he does. He does everything, but he's the guy that came out and did mine was Russian. And he said, he was telling me, he said, Nate, you might have trouble understanding me talk. I said, no, I said, my Russian's pretty good.
How thick the accent is, doesn't it?
I understand most of what he was saying and get the gist of it, you know. Kevin.
Russians in my route, and some of them are no trouble at all to understand it, and some of them you gotta, hey, what did you say?
And then that way you can understand them. Another thing, you know, we ordered winders about, I don't know, just after the storm or just before the storm, I forget, they had to build them, but they're coming to put those in, tomorrow. They're starting tomorrow. Tomorrow is a Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. They're going to be putting in winders over here.
It's here for long.
He gave me an estimate. They do heat and air, too. He gave me an estimate on doing the upstairs heat, the downstairs heat, new every, you know, just because I think we're basically going through the whole house. Yes, sir.
Might to come over and look at your hot rod sometime, you know, when you ain't busy.
Yeah, just don't want to find them on online anywhere, pictures or anything.
if you let my brother have it, and he was redoing it, but he didn't get it totally redone before he passed away, so it's still over in my brother's garage over there in Easley, by the way.
Is it a fastback?
A burgundy fastback, original paint, still looks pretty good. Steve took the six-cylinder out of it and dropped the V8 down in it, and different transmission and everything. He hadn't, got the drive shaft and the rear end hooked up. That still needs to be done, and then, the wiring would have to be figured out to get all that going, and probably be good to go down the road.
The 65 and 6 little fastback, or 2 plus 2, they call them. I've been keeping my eyes open for one, just to, mainly just a body or something. I want to take one and customize it, lower it and change everything on it, build a frame for it and stuff. But, I don't know how much longer I got. I don't know if I got another one of those in me or not, but I do like those little cars.
Dude, you can buy a whole kit to build that car piece by piece now, right?
I saw, Dynacorn's got one. You can buy the whole body, everything. It's all in pieces, but it's a complete car, just a body. I looked at that. It was $17,000 for the everything, but they had almost a year lead time.
That car's repopped than there ever was produced originally.
More on the road than it was ever made. I was wanting to get a hold of one, of just a body or something that, I don't care if I got to change skins on it or whatever, but just something with a title that was doable, because I was just going to cut it up anyway.
Bought that car in the early 70s for $600.
These are gold mines right now.
Yeah, I was going to say nice find there for sure.
A rust bucket costs you $10,000.
And this one don't really have much. Got a little bit of rust in the trunk area, and that's it. It's the rest of it's solid.
They're solid. The little torque boxes, those are usually what goes on those. You have to replace them.
Eyes under it, everything was solid. I had that car from when I was, got it when I was 16 years old, and I've had it, up until a few years ago when I passed it on to my brother for his oldest son.
Let me know if they want to get rid of it.
They might. I don't know. I've been thinking about talking to many of you and seeing if you want to sell it back to me. I just flat out gave it to them, but Steve did put the V8 and everything in it, so I was kind of, they ain't never gonna do nothing with it. I'd just soon buy it back, and I got a mechanic that get the thing running in a couple of days.
The original car, other than just the engine?
Well, sir, it's all original. Only thing I found out years after I got it was it had a little bit of Bondo in the driver's side door. Other than that, it's in great shape.
Nothing to worry about with that. And now, did they get rid of the four lug wheels and switch it to five?
Not around to switching it to five, so it's still got the four lug.
I didn't do all that, but I'd like to have one of those little old cars. I'm about too old to start another one. I hadn't finished a couple of trucks I've been working on. I stopped on those and started messing with these doggone little airplanes. Of course, these little airplanes are a lot easier to deal with.
Get some little drone things here, but I've never tried putting them in the air. I just still have them. Somebody was doubling with you, so I'm going to step back for a minute. KF4 and XY.